Good evening, this is Joan.
And this is John. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to all the folks who normally tune in, and to all the new listeners. We're very pleased to have you all with us. And, you know, come back and join us when you can. Now, this session, of course, is called Ask the Archangel, and it's August 6, 2019. Now, the archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. This, again, is to benefit the entire group. They would also like the questions to be short and concise so that more of the group will have a chance to speak. This will assist the archangels to expand on the subject that they have brought to the group this evening and that they feel is very important. Now remember, when you would like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and the number 1, and that will put you in the queue, which means you will be called on in the order that you called up. Now, by the way, these sessions are recorded and will be up on our website within a day or two. So, now let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Mother Mary this evening.
Greetings. It is I, the one that you know of as Mother Mary. I am the spokesperson for a realm that you know of as the Divine Feminine, which is composed of many iterations, Anna, Mary Magdalene, and myself, who is one sector that operates in a triadic energetic form. But there have been many others, such as Kuan Yin, Isis, and more than I can name. It's a vast realm of the Divine Feminine that is expressed at this time in particular in the Earth's ascension into Christ consciousness. It is not gender related, but it is an energetic format that is a creative aspect of the source of your being, the all that is, the one you call Source, the one you call God. And it is important that this presence be recognized at this time as that aspect, not in gender relationship. But it is the primary energetic that brings about the resurrection of the Divine Masculine, that in the separated realm of third and fourth dimension has taken a dominant position as a position of authority. And as you are evolving, you are coming to the awareness that there is no gender relationship to the Divine, to the Source of your being. They operate as a unified field of creative energy. Now, in third and fourth dimension, in the dimension in which your body was created, it was a dimension of separation. The paradigm is orchestrated through fear, is orchestrated through survival, and it no longer serves you as you raise up the consciousness of each individual expression of the divine, but also in that collective consciousness of humanity. It is not just the consciousness that is being resurrected, that is in the ascension process, but it is the realm of form, a realm of the earth, which was originally designed to be that unified expression of source and Christ consciousness. So much is happening, dear ones. As the divine feminine begins to create that environment and unified with the divine masculine, it is a very potent creative energy that allows you to operate as that individual expression of the divine, but also know yourself as that a part of that source energy and complete unification, that you were never, ever separated from that at a soul-spirit level. So this evening, I would like to talk to you about what hinders you in remembering from that soul level, the wisdom of your soul, remembering who you are at that divine level, and what stands in your way. So I would like to invoke a conversation about these things. What have you discovered with these energetics that are so powerfully in place, these light emanations that are always given and brought to the collective consciousness, to the earth, in that unified expression? There are three components to these limitations. The first and the foremost is your individual belief system that you have acquired in this lifetime, either through teachings that you have received, modeling from those who you regarded as an authority figure, that now don't seem to serve you. Some of these, of course, do. But the ones that don't serve you have to be rooted out. And where in your belief system, what are those that hinders your unlimited creative potential? The second one is the feeling of being unworthy. And because of that feeling, that is such a dominant energetic in many humans, there is severe judgment of self. The second part of that is guilt. You feel guilty because you cannot measure up, or you have not. And that is totally untrue, dear ones. Now, there is another component of this that heals those woundings, those fragmented parts of you. And it relates to the fifth element, which is a creative force, a creative element of source. And that element is love. And it is far different than the emotion of love. That's fleeting. And it doesn't have the impact energetically on altering all of that separation that continues to play out in your beliefs, in your thoughts, in your actions, and in the emotions that you consistently use. Now, Master Kutumi has done a magnificent job in introducing you to some of these things and what to expect, what to see, what to begin to change in regards to choosing more effectively what you will think and what you will feel. But that takes healing of the wounding that has taken place throughout your life as you've experienced life in a body. Many of you are very evolved souls, have found it so difficult in this life because you forgot how difficult third dimension separation was and the toll that it took on your body, but on your ability to remember that you are divine. So let's begin a conversation here around these things that you might have questions about, or that you might have some insight into as you have worked with cultivating a more loving expression within yourself, loving yourself. How can you share love effectively? How can you love others without judgment or expectation if you cannot appreciate what Source created in you? You are beautiful essences of the divine, as am I, as is the whole realm of the divine feminine unified with that divine masculine energy, because both of those energies are part of you. You have the energetic components of both the masculine and the feminine within yourself. You are a creative force of the divine in the realm of form.
Well, thank you, Mother Mary. We, like we do quite often, some of the folks will send in questions ahead of time because they may not be able to attend live. And so we do have one question this evening. And it plays right into the number two item that you mentioned earlier. This lady is seeking advice. And a lot of it is circled around forgiveness. She knows that there is something there, but she's just not, doesn't know exactly how to handle it. So she gives an example where her dog is sitting right next to her, and it happened to hear something and barked in her ear, and she screamed at the dog, and of course, you know, totally upset its energy field, and of course, she felt quite guilty. But the problem is that she couldn't forgive herself, and that of course causes her pain, and she just doesn't understand. And you know, the self-love issue is there as well. So if you could address that, we would appreciate that.
I most certainly can. The first thing is, dear one, you have to examine where the root of your inability to forgive yourself, to see there is nothing to forgive. Yes, you were in reaction because it created a discomfort within your ear. because of the frequency range of that barking of your dog. So where does that stem from? And here again, we go back to that element of love and your capacity to receive it. Now, I created a message specifically to begin to address that for the month of August that is posted on John and Joan's website. And it is, it talks about your Sacred Heart consciousness and how important the development of that is, and how you can begin to develop that. So first, I would ask that you read that. And then there are three segments of Ask the Archangel that were orchestrated through Master Katumi. These would also be very helpful to you to review. The beautiful thing about this Sacred Heart consciousness is it resides in your high heart center, just above your heart chakra. And it influences that magnificent consciousness and energetic influences that fourth chakra, the heart chakra, to begin to have compassion for yourself and have a significant change in your ability to appreciate the journey that you are taking in this realm of separation. Compassion is a step in your ability to receive love. Mm-hmm. And when you cultivate this Sacred Heart consciousness, when you put yourself in that energetic vortex, if you will, it begins to influence you. It begins to influence your ability to receive love that is always given without any reservation from the level of the source of your being. You were created in that essence. You are that. So it is also valuable when you have impulses to judge yourself harshly by sitting in that center of energy and asking that consciousness, which is part of you, by the way, that you haven't yet recognized or remembered. And you ask it, that whatever the judgment or the question is in relation to self, is this true? And receive the first response you get. Don't wait for a second or third. That first response is what is given to you. When you ask the question, the answer is there. So when you ask the question, is this true? 99% of the time, the answer will be no, because it's from a negative perspective that you asked the question in the first place. Now, if you ask the question, am I light? Of course the response is going to be yes. So depending on the question and what you have attached to it in the way of a feeling in your emotions or a thought, the response will always be immediate, and it will be the perfect response that you need. Even if you're that part of you that is your ego refuses to recognize it. It is true, and you need to receive it and accept it. And sometimes it will be days, it'll be months, but as you cultivate that presence, that divine presence that is within that sacred heart center, it will become easier for you to ask your questions and receive the answer. So thank you for that question. It was an excellent question.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's hear from anyone who would like to make a comment or ask a question.
You're on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Hi, Mother Mary. Can you hear me?
I most certainly can, Maria.
Oh, lovely. Oh, my goodness. Hello. It's so nice just to hear your motherly words. I think I just feel the energies needing mothering right now. So it's really, really profound to have you on this call. You were asking about the things that hold us back from remembering. And I think the biggest thing that holds me back is when, not that long ago, I was still operating heavily in third dimension. And I have so many unresolved issues with people who I assume are still on the planet. And yet I'm a completely different person. And but it's odd to me to literally even be operating in a different dimension. I consider myself now in fifth dimension. And yet I care about and love these people, and it's just so many unresolved, and I don't think words would ever resolve either. So that's odd to me, that there's just that big crevasse, and I was wondering if you could speak to that.
I most certainly can, because this is the excellent point. As you begin to awaken and take on more light in your consciousness, but most importantly, in your body, in your chakra system, uniting all of the functions of those chakras, things change dramatically in your relationships. Now, I loved the point that you made, that you do care about these individuals, that you do love them, but they're not on the same page as you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you must understand that as you enter the path of transformation and ascension, your relationships change dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Your friendships that nurtured you, supported you in different aspects of your life, are changing because they are no longer representative of where you are in your transformation and your consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now you have made the comment that you have moved into fifth dimension. And yes, to a degree you have.
Mm-hmm.
But you still have the programming or the wounding that took place within the body, within the consciousness of the body, which includes the first four chakras.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the energetics are indicative of your experience of life in a body. So as you embrace the unity and the love that is the energetic paradigm of fifth dimension, you often slip from time to time, not back to third dimension, into total separation, but into that latter stages of the fourth dimension. So there are times when you are triggered. So perhaps one of these old friends communicates with you in some way. Either you meet them or you have some sort of communication, and they set off a triggering mechanism that makes you question or makes you angry or makes some other negative thought or emotion arises. That can't arise when you're stably on all levels of you situated in fifth dimension. So there is going to be that wavering, but it's not long lasting if you have recognized any of that in your experience. It's very short, and then you instantly go to that sacred heart and you bring yourself back into the energetics of fifth dimension so that you continue your journey of remembrance of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would just say that it's such a weird thing to have people who were once so prominent in my life just not even there anymore. That's been very difficult.
Yes, because you are sad. You value those relationships.
Right.
But have faith, dear one. On this journey, there will be others that will come forth, and you will develop new relationships that are more in alignment with your energetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Relationship at first, and then there will be more that come that will be more intimate in some way. And this too is only for a sequence in time.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome, dear one.
Hello, you're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Hello, this is Yulia, Mother Mary.
Hello.
John.
Hello.
John, it feels like home. Gosh, I miss you so much, guys. So much, really. So, And my gratitude for you is amazing. Thank you. And my appreciation of you. So my question is, I know who I am. And I know why I'm here. But for some reason, I'm postponing my realization.
You're what?
What I'm enjoying so much, what program I couldn't let go.
So you're running an old program that you know is not helpful.
I know I'm realized being already. I know I'm there.
Yeah.
But I'm keeping some old program that I couldn't let go, and I couldn't realize that I'm realized. for some reason. I'm asking if you can help me, please, this and with that. What's keeping me from my realization?
So this is a very interesting state that you find yourself in. And just as the previous caller talked about relationships changing, or we talked about wavering. So in the present state that you of consciousness that you find yourself in remembering that you already are a realized being of light, and how that from time to time that realization is elusive because of some sort of reaction. So here is where we talked about the wavering in that fifth dimensional frequency. Now, some of you on this call operate not only in the fifth dimension, but you draw from the energetic components of the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension. But you still are not stably on all levels of yourself, especially your physical body. Stably seated in the fifth dimension. So when you are triggered, when you are tired, when you are weary, that frequency wavers. It's not stable quite yet. So therefore, you at that moment forget that you're fully realized and that you are pure love. You are pure light of source. You forget. Or it's just not available to you at that moment. So many things have occurred because of these energetics that have been streaming consistently to Earth to help you stably seat yourself in that fifth dimension. But when it wavers, it's only a momentary thing. The most important thing for you to do is to go to that Sacred Heart Center, ask the question, or sit there in that consciousness, forgive yourself for the momentary lapse in your energetics, and forgive that lapse and get back on track in that fifth dimension. Now, the other part of that is you have to realize that you are part of a fallen collective consciousness of humanity on the earth today. And that, dear one, you know is why you came into this embodiment, to alter that collective consciousness of humanity in many different ways. But because you are in that human form, which is at this time in transition out of third dimension into a fifth dimensional vehicle of light and energy. But it's not complete yet at that collective level or even at most individual levels. Does that help you understand?
Yes. Yes, I do. Hello?
Well, yes.
Yeah, I put that. Okay.
So,
yes, I do.
Does that
I do
answer
understand.
Your question, or does that help you assess where you are, what happens, and how you can cultivate a different response at any given time? If you are, and you are totally aware in the moment of what throws you off.
Yes, of course. It's
helping
helping me tremendously because I'm staying in your energy.
Yeah.
And if I don't understand something, it's okay. It will come later.
Yes, it will. And the more that you seat yourself in that sacred heart, your sacred heart consciousness, because that relates to you as a fully realized being. That consciousness is within you, dear one. So the more that you visit that center, receive the love that is there, receive the influence that is there, you will be able to transmute that anomaly once and for all out of your field.
So what you are saying, it does not matter what programs are. We just need to go, all of us just need to go to the heart center, and that's it. It will transmit whatever it is. We should stop worrying about
it. Well, they won't do it without your assistance, because you are the creator of your reality in this body. So you can't just go to the Sacred Heart Center and say, okay, it's done. Fix it. You created it. You created it, and it's up to you to transmute it. But the energetics and the consciousness in that Sacred Heart Center, which is different than your heart chakra, is a very valuable energetic resource. But at the end of the day, you are responsible for creating differently.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. This is an excellent, excellent question. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Oh, hello, Mother Mary. It is just so beautiful to have this opportunity to be with you today. And I really am trying to find a way through my journey. I've come through it very, very well. My question is, as we get through to learning about ourselves and to love ourselves, how do we expend our creative energy to pass this on and help others? I believe that my creative automatic writing has been a wonderful source of information and support through my journey. And I'm just really wondering, how do we keep moving this forward to help others? I obviously have some sort of blockage in moving forward with my creative part
well,
of my journey.
First and foremost, understand that you are part of the collective of humans on the earth. You're part of earth. So when you receive with all these alignments that have been in the cosmos in the last 3 years of your time, when you sit quietly and receive those energetic downloads into your being, and being in that Sacred Heart Center is a wonderful space to receive the willingness, the thought that I receive what is being given to me from the source of my being, that in itself helps you to receive more, helps you to cultivate not only the love of self, but the love of everyone. And when you do that, when you sit in that space and you receive and you recognize that you are that, you are the light of source, that automatically affects the collective consciousness of humans. Now, can they use it immediately? They can only use it to the degree in which they are awakened. But even those who are dead asleep, it will provide an opening for a change in some way in the way that they operate on the earthly plane. As you interact with others in social situations, in the grocery store, at the gas station, and you are seated in who you are in that beautiful light energy, it's not what you say. It's the energy that is in your field that affects and changes whatever environment that you are presently in your physical body.
It's beautiful.
Stay stably in that consciousness. That's all that is needed to assist humanity, being it, being the light, being that divine energy, being the love. That's what seems to be the stumbling block for every human who is on the transformational journey, is realizing that they have to be it, and that is automatically transmitted to the collective consciousness because you are part of it.
That's very nice. My other question is, if that's beautiful, and that's how I found love for myself, the whole journey, the enlightened journey that I've been on right throughout my life, and it's been a wonderful time in the last 15 years. From there, I have this. I am able to communicate with the angelic realm. Is there anything that we need to do more to? Is there anything that I can do to do more with my writing, or is it just on a personal basis because that's who I am?
Well, it is on a personal basis, but that said, there will be times when you are guided because you are opening that clairvoyant, clairsentient channel. It's part of the transformation. You will be guided specifically to engage with certain groups or to in some way be more of a force rather than just the energetic being love or being light. Love and light are the same. They're unified expressions of your source, of you. So you will definitely, something will come about in which you know that your presence is needed and that you need to engage in whatever that circle is.
It's going to work for me. I don't force it, do I? Like, I don't need to. I can just be myself and just wait for this to progress.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay.
This is not a rescue mission.
No.
A mission of awakening. And when you are stably in that awakened state, you will be guided. There will be specific times in the next 3 years, and you will be amazed at what you're called upon to do. Always remember my words. This is not a rescue mission.
It's just wonderful. Thank you so very, very much.
You are
a
very
beautiful
welcome.
Part of my life. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Hi. Yes, hello. Mother Mary, I'm so honored to speak with you. This is Mari.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say that and get some guidance. I feel like I have a role in my life of holding the vibration of the Divine Feminine. And I want to do it as best I can, and I feel that the thing that hinders me most in being able to always embody or embody as often as possible that Christ consciousness and matrix, but then my sacred heart, are things of genetic patterning. So while I can clear a lot of things pretty easily, I just was wondering, is it possible to completely like release maybe less than desirable genetic patterning that you're aware of, like completely just embody your soul self and don't even, is that possible to, do you understand
yes,
what
is.
I'm saying?
Yes, it is. With your intention to disengage from the genetic programming of your father's lineage and your mm-hmm. mother's lineage, to disengage from that so that you can engage with not the physical aspects of you, but you can engage with that soul aspect of you.
Yes.
And all of the wounding of those two genetic lines, then you are called upon to heal that because it's in your body. That wounding is in your emotions. It's in your thoughts. So there's where you have to direct your attention, in your consistent thoughts and emotions. Are these a residual of some sort of wounding that you experienced that came from those genetic programs? It's a very easy thing to do, is just disengage from those first two strands of DNA and get into the individual divine expression that is you at that soul spirit level. And this then helps the body generate a different frequency range, a different light vibration. Now,
okay.
You said that you know that you are, that you have that divine feminine energetic moving yeah. in your life.
Yeah.
Yes, you do, because that's the creative force that changes matter, changes the form, that creative love energy that is carried with the divine feminine. But also realize, dear one, that you also have divine masculine attributes
yes.
of that source energy, which then teaches you to direct that love energy very specifically, to not only change the programming within your mental emotional body, but to become sovereign in that body, to where mm-hmm. the thoughts that you think and the emotions you choose are always in full alignment with your soul image of the divine.
So this can this just simply be
part of that transformational journey. Uniting both aspects of that divine complexity of you, once you've disengaged from the lineage and entered into the individual expression, which is, yes, it's individualized. You're an individual creator. However, you are never separate. And that force of the divine is a unified expression of the masculine and the feminine, energetic. Mm-hmm. Not gender, energetic.
Yeah, I see. I see that, and I feel like I have that balance. I'm sorry, I was going to ask you, can this be done simply by going into, you know, our sacred heart and just really feeling into that and releasing those first two strands, as you say, just as simple as that? Or is there anything else that we should focus on to make such a transition happen?
Correct. And just making command. First of all, you have to know what that programming is and how it is a hindrance.
Yeah.
Because it will require of you to do some work in the mental-emotional body.
Yes, I was guided to write the things down I feel that are most kind of separate.
And so when you command that to close the influence that it has on your mental emotional body, then things change.
Mm. Wonderful. This is such wonderful information. Thank you so much for assisting.
You are
assisting
very
me.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello, you're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
Hello, Mother Mary. This weekend, I came across something that is something that surprised me. I realized that I had felt abandoned as a child, and I have memories of you and Yeshua coming to me when I was crying in my crib in my early years, and I didn't realize that it was still an issue for me, and it came to me this weekend. So it's a beautiful surprise to see that you are on this call tonight. I also see it as things that are happening and the children at the border. And so I totally understand about abandonment and what they must be going through.
Yeah.
But I also realized to turn and do the flip side of what does that mean? What is the opposite of abandonment? And that is adoption. So I've been kind of working with that the past few days in kind of unrooting that out of my being. Maybe you can comment about the abandonment and what these children and that level of abandonment on the planet. If you could share something, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
This is a really important step for you.
Yes.
And the realization that you remember as that infant or that young child,
mm-hmm.
that you were never abandoned, but you forgot.
No.
It gave you solace at that time of your being a child or an infant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, each of these children that you have spoken about, and there are many others, not just those in relationship to this border situation you speak of, but
mm-hmm.
worldwide, children who come from excellent, the average person would think of excellent home environments, where the parents are not emotionally available to the needs of the child for love.
That was my situation with my mother.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. it is that need to know that you are never, ever, ever abandoned, that you are always loved. And the body, from a child's perspective, is very immature. And it has difficulty because of that third-dimensional separation function of the body to have that realization, although it does provide solace when some children remember and see their guardian angels.
Right.
So for you, it was myself. in Yeshua.
Yes. Yes, it was.
And the love that comes from our Sacred Heart essence to yours. Now, for
I recognize that.
Yes.
I do recognize that.
Yes. Yes. So for each child, their soul journey is different. And there is a reason. Even in the most horrible situations that children get involved in, even in those horrible, horrible environments, there is a reason that soul chose that path. So what you can do for you is to realize that there was always aid that came to you in the direst times when you felt abandoned. And it wasn't just as an infant or a young child. This continued, that pattern played out in your life many times.
Oh, yes.
So it is in that realization that you were never, ever abandoned, nor would you ever be, that love is always there. And these children are receiving it, and you have no way of knowing it. They are receiving it, the love from their guardian angels, their imaginary playmates, or whatever that configuration is that comes from the divine creative realms to the aid of that soul.
Yeah.
So you have to know that. And yes, you feel sad. Yes. It's excruciating for you to see that or to hear about it. But those souls are okay. The journey will be hard, but they are okay. They're never abandoned. They're never left to their own devices at that physical level. Never. They are divine, just like you.
Right. Is there something we can do? I know you mentioned the Sacred Heart with the previous caller.
Yeah, and it's the same for every one of you on this call.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. Go there often. Cultivate that. Send love. Send your love from your Sacred Heart to those children's Sacred Heart.
Yeah. Do I also send it to their higher selves or just directly to their Sacred Hearts?
Directly to their Sacred Heart.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
From your heart to theirs.
Theirs, okay.
Soul to soul, spirit to spirit.
Okay.
And when you do that, then send it to yourself so that you can remove that program of abandonment once and for all from your space. Close that door. It doesn't serve you.
Thank you.
But it takes some clearing in that emotional body, which you'll have to do.
Yeah. I was surprised. I didn't really expect that to surface, and it did.
Beautiful. It was the time. The energetics are ripe for those anomalies to be
to come up to be clear.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
You are very welcome, dear one.
Hello, you're next on with Mother Mary. Hello.
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 I feel so privileged to be here and listening to your words and feeling your energy. I definitely feel it in my body, and it's so soothing, and so I'm going to thank you for that.
You are most welcome. It is my honor.
My question is about healing that people were speaking at the very beginning of the call. And in my case, I have an issue that's going on, and pain and, you know, physical issue in my hip, actually. And so I've been working with the mental-emotional aspect of it. And I have uncovered so much and gone through so much, and actually it's been quite a rewarding experience, and I'm grateful I've had sort of like this is the opportunity, this discomfort to go and investigate everything. And I feel like I've gotten to the bottom and the root and, you know, the seabed, and that is sort of like complete. However, the physical issue still remains, and so I'm wondering, is it because I have to do more of this mental-emotional work, or are there other reasons, or just for physical ailments in general?
Well, there is. You have to understand the physical vehicle is much denser than your soul or your spirit. So you can work with the energetics that initially caused the physical anomaly, but sometimes it takes a while for the body to shift energetically to where the pain the pain got your attention, correct? It's a communication device of the body to get your attention. There's something the matter here.
So it
served its purpose. So the joints, like the hips, the shoulders, those types of things are all about moving forward. Moving forward in your life, in whatever way that is. So now that the wounding that was compartmentalized in the mental emotional body and continually revitalized has been removed, go to your sacred heart. Ask this question. Ask, is there more to do here? Or is it just a matter of allowing the body to heal? Is there something you can do as far as physical therapy to help the muscles around that particular part of your body to strengthen, to support the joint itself? So these are the things you need to consider. And anyone else that has a physical anomaly where they've discovered that it relates to a mental emotional source and worked with that. So these are the things that you can do for yourself. Be patient and wait for the body to heal, or take some steps on a physical level such as physical therapy or exercise that will strengthen the muscles in that area to support the joint. Or if there's tension because the anomaly in the physical body, sometimes build up a tension in the muscle. Is the muscle tight and restricted where there has to be some kind of interface to release that muscle? These are very real things you can do for yourself, regardless of what the problem is in the physical. When you address it from the wounding aspect, from the mental, where the thoughts and the emotions continually create the same scenario, where you've changed that, altered that substantially, then, you know, you have to direct your attention to what can I do for my body to help my body heal.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense. I do. My muscles do ache as I feel release. They are releasing, but they're aching as they release. Yes.
Yeah. So you might want to look at massage. You might want to look at acupuncture. There are different modalities to help the body.
Okay. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate your response.
You are very welcome, dear one. Is there anyone else we'd like to make a comment before we close this beautiful session? Well, dear ones, let us close this session. Take a deep breath and feel the love that this group has created in this session. Each one of you, the love that is emanating from your sacred heart is beautiful. You created an environment of beauty, of grace, and every one of you benefits now, and anyone listening at any time will benefit. There is no restriction in time or space to the element of love. Take another deep breath. And let me ask you to meet me at this very moment in your sacred heart. And feel the love that is there for you. Know that you are the divine, and love, the element of love, is part of your divine essence. You are never separate. And the love is as large and as much as you are willing to receive. And you, every one of you, took my invitation at the beginning of this call, opened your heart, and received the love that I transmitted and added to that in this very moment your love. So on that, we will close this session. Carry that memory, that love, with you. Blessings, dear ones. Blessings.